Good morning. Another warm and muggy start across interior New York and New England, but pretty typical for this time of year. The showers and thunderstorms from yesterday diminished after sunset, and we're left with a dry start to the day. Although the moisture at ground level has led to some patchy, dense fog forming in spots, and you may encounter that on your morning drive. Temperatures mainly in the 60s with some 50s across the higher terrain. Everyone will climb off the morning lows through the 70s and into the 80s for afternoon highs today, with a fair amount of hazy sunshine, especially in the valley locations. But billowing clouds will lead to scattered showers and thunderstorms once again this afternoon, primarily across the higher terrain. We could see some heavier downpours around the slow-moving cells that do pop up, and some of them could drift into the valleys. So scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon in the increased humidity. As we get into the evening hours, those showers and storms will diminish, and overnight will be partly cloudy and dry, with areas of fog developing again. It will be muggy, with temperatures back into the middle and upper 60s. We'll do it over again tomorrow as a cold front approaches, hazy sun. It'll be warm and humid in the 80s, with scattered showers and thunderstorms developing in the afternoon. As that front makes a closer approach later in the day tomorrow and tomorrow night, some of the storms could be strong or even severe past sunset and into the overnight hours. As we get into the early morning hours on Saturday, the front will just be making its way through New England, so still some scattered showers and thunderstorms around first thing in the morning before we dry it out in the afternoon with highs in the upper 70s. High pressure will build in for the day on Sunday, and with lower humidity, much more pleasant as highs reach into the middle and upper 70s. As we get into the early part of next week, energy at jet stream level will be passing through the Great Lakes and into our region, touching off scattered showers and thunderstorms on Monday and Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a dangerous heat wave continues to grip the West Coast states. Temperatures will be greater than 15 degrees above normal and exceed 100 degrees in many locations from Northern California and Western Nevada into Oregon and Southwest Washington. Many locations will set record high temperatures today and some sites coming close to all-time records. Some relief is forecast this weekend, but it will remain hot. Meanwhile, showers and thunderstorms will be likely from the Central Plains to the Midwest and Ohio Valley today. Some severe storms producing hail and strong wind gusts, along with localized area of heavy rainfall, will be possible. These storms should be most concentrated in the warm sector of a developing surface low over Iowa and southern Wisconsin. At Mount Washington this morning, 35 miles visibility under partly cloudy skies and 52 degrees with a west wind at 9 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 37 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies with fog, 65 degrees, the dew point 62, 90% relative humidity, a south wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.10 inches, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 120 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 34 at Leadville, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, partly sunny, the outside chance of a shower or thunderstorm, mid-80s. Boston, partly sunny with a scattered shower or thunderstorm in the mid-80s. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny, still the risk of a scattered shower or storm with highs in the lower 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 85 degrees, the low 64, the average temperature 75, that's 3 degrees above normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, that's the total for the month, which is 26 hundredths of an inch below normal, and 28.04 inches for the year, which is 5.09 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees, the average low 61. The record high 97 set in 1975 and the record low 44 in 1976. Sunrise this morning was at 5:49 a.m. Sunset this evening 8:13 p.m. 14 hours and 24 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds, humid today with a scattered shower or thunderstorm, primarily over the mountains, highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy, muggy tonight with areas of fog in the mid-60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of hazy sun and clouds today, humid with the outside chance of a thunderstorm and highs in the mid to upper 80s. Partly cloudy and muggy tonight with areas of fog, lows near 70. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of hazy sun and clouds today, humid with a scattered thunderstorm possible and highs in the mid 80s. Partly cloudy and muggy tonight, with areas of fog developing in the mid-60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of hazy sun and clouds today, humid with the outside chance of a thunderstorm, and highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy and muggy tonight, with lows in the mid-60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of hazy sun and clouds today, humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible and highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy and muggy tonight with areas of fog developing in the upper 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, warm and humid again with a mix of hazy sun and clouds, also the risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms in the mid-80s. More showers and storms overnight Friday night and early Saturday morning, then increasing sunshine Saturday afternoon in the upper 70s. A mix of sun and clouds, pleasant humidity Sunday, mid to upper 70s. Scattered showers and storms Monday and Tuesday, mid 70s. And a mix of sun and clouds back to 80 on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.